This past weekend, I had the pleasure of sponsoring two of the five men from our parish who attended Crucio, a retreat program here in the diocese. If you don't know about Crucio, well, you will. They're on fire, and unless you're deaf and blind, they will be coming to talk to you. Crucio is a great program, and I'm looking forward to more of its fruits here, not only in these men, but in our parish as a whole. Now, what was most fascinating to me about all five of them when they returned was how on fire they all were. They couldn't stop talking about how much they could now see that they had to go out and do, all for the greater glory of Christ. See, now they want to evangelize the world one person at a time. Like most people who attend a Crucio, I bet, they had a personal encounter with our risen Lord. And now they feel like nothing can stop them. But what can they do with that, though? Where does that lead them? Where do our encounters with Christ lead us? Look at today's readings. In both the Old Testament reading and in the Gospel, men encounter God, and then something transformational happens to them. See, Abram talks with God, and God makes him a promise. God tells Abram, whose wife had been childless for decades, that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars. And Abram believed God. And then God and Abram went on to form a covenant that endures to this day. Now in the Gospel we have the three favorite apostles, Peter, John, and James, heading out on a mini retreat to spend a little time alone with Jesus. And what happens? Jesus is transfigured right before their eyes, and then the apostles hear a voice from heaven telling them, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." They're on retreat with Jesus, and God speaks to them. How did they react to that? The Gospel says that they fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. They were probably just a little frightened by what they saw and heard, and they clammed up for a while. Now in both of these instances, the men who encountered God had something huge happen to them. Abram went from being a simple desert nomad to being the father of a great nation. The apostles continued their gradual transformation from simple fishermen into the very foundation of the church. Now we have opportunities to come face to face with God in our own lives much more often than we might think. Now it might be something as simple as a quiet moment of prayer. It might be a song that we hear on the radio or that we hear here in Mass. It might be the moment of the birth of a child. It might be the moment of death of a spouse or a parent. It might be at a retreat like Crucio, or like Search, or maybe at an event like the Bishop's Men's Morning, which we'll be sponsoring here at St. Anne in a few weeks. You know, it might even be something as simple, yet as profound, as the Eucharist. When we approach the priest in faith to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of God's Son in the Eucharist, we have an opportunity to come face to face with our risen Lord if only we can discern Him there. And when we meet Him, brothers and sisters, it can have a huge effect on us too. We can be energized to go out and share what we have seen and heard. And when that happens, the entire world starts to change one person at a time. But what if that's just not us? What if we're not into that whole mountaintop thing? What if we're just too busy or too stressed, or we simply can't make the time? Or what if the mundane tasks of everyday life just eat up all the available time in our days? In truth, we all do have to spend a lot of time in the valleys of life, raising kids, holding down jobs, going to school. Maybe it's just a little difficult for us to see the glorified Jesus where we are most of the time. But you see, brothers and sisters, this is why the church calls us during this time of Lent to be more attentive to where we are with Christ. That's why we're called to slow down, to simplify, to retreat. That's why we're called to go without. That's also why the church calls us to commit to something more during Lent as well. Attending daily Mass, participating in the Stations of Cross and Eucharistic Adoration on Fridays, setting aside more time for prayer, making a retreat. You see, if we can successfully get the world out of our faces, if we can lower the level of background noise in our lives, if we can just get to a place where God can reach us, we're more likely to hear God's voice. We're more likely to see Jesus in our brothers and sisters, in the beauty of the world around us, in the Eucharist. And we're more likely to be transformed, just as David was transformed and just as the apostles were transformed. You know, there are people encountering Christ all the time. Brian, Jim, Doug, and the two Daves, they all saw Christ last weekend. So did all the men they were on retreat with. Just as the apostles who were with Jesus saw a side of Jesus they had never seen before, so did those men who made Perseo. Y'all, we all have that possibility as well. Jesus is there to be encountered all around us, in the people that we work with and go to school with, in the lady in front of us at the grocery store, in the people around us here at Mass. And He is most fully and really present to every one of us on this altar every time we celebrate the Eucharist. This Lent can be an opportunity to encounter Him more closely. Take the time to look for Him in the events of every day. And take time out. Push the world back. Let Jesus in. You want to be transformed? Let Jesus in. You want to go out and set the world on fire? Let Jesus in. Let Jesus meet us face to face. It's going to be some heat.